Jake Spaulding with you as it's time for week number four of the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. As always, presented by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, as well as Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson. Also, the Farmer State Bank in Holton and Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Health Center. Speaking, as always, with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And, Coach, a week three win by a count of 54-0 at home. It was homecoming. It was Horton, league rival. Just tell me, as you looked, had a chance to look back on that game, what went well, what things do you need to keep on working on?
You know, I really think we started out fast. You know, we went all-out blitz on the first play, and we didn't hit the right gap, and that was the biggest play they had pretty much the whole game, and we got to learn from that. But I thought the offense was clicking. But the main thing was we had way too many penalties. I think we had two touchdowns called back, multiple other long runs that were called back. I know we had a bad snap on a punt, and Austin ran it for like 45 yards for a first down, and it got called back on a block in the back. And those are just the little things that we have to keep working on. Those are the little things that we have to keep, you know, fine-tuning. But overall, it was a good game, and credit to Horton. You know, they took a lot of time off the clock. It wasn't a boring game by any means, but our defense, just standing there for 30 seconds after every play, before every other snap, it was hard on our guys, but that's a good position to be in. It's a good practice for probably the next coming weeks, hopefully. So hopefully we can just start you know, really fine-tuning that defense and getting better in execution on offense.
Last couple weeks has been, you've seen the offense start getting really going. 69 points a couple weeks back against Mauer Hill, 54 last week against Horton. You said you felt like your offense got off to a good, quick start and was rolling. What's been the difference maker for your offense these last few weeks?
You know, it's just putting all the pieces together. You know, like I said in that first interview, the first game, we had a lot of moving parts. We had a lot of kids that, you know, for Eli Wisdom, for instance, hasn't played tackle in his life, and that was the first game he's ever played tackle, and he went to the first game with like 2 or 3 days of playing tackle. So he's going to get better each and every week. Braden Ennis, you know, getting better each and every week. You know, week one being his first start as a varsity action. Tegan Bauhey also on the line, played wide receiver and tied in for us last year, and then went down to a tackle spot. So just all those new pieces, you know, Austin moving to the wing, a couple other outside guys moving as wide receivers. So it just had to take a little time to get clicking. I think we're working a lot better right now. We're opening up the playbook a lot more, and hopefully we can just continue opening up the playbook so we can be a hard scout for people.
Jackson Heights now currently 3-0, still a top-ranked team in the state. I know you don't like hearing that, but it's business as usual for you and your guys, knowing you got a target on your back. As you guys continue to progress throughout the season, again, week four game this week, what are you guys focused on in practices just to get a little bit better each day?
You know, we're focused on ourselves. So, like I said in the last segment, those little things, the little things are going to get you beat in the big-time games, and that's something we're really, really harping in practice is we can't take a false step. You know, head placement has to be always correct, always perfect. And we have some high standards here during the practice. And, you know, the kids hear it a lot that we have to be perfect execution on every single play, every single possession. And if we do that, we'll be where we want to be. But there's a lot of work that still is left to be done. You know, going up this week, you know, we've got a lot of things we got to shore up. But hopefully we can just get it done in the practice and then initiate it in the game.
Jackson Heights hits the road again this week, tomorrow night at McClouth. We'll talk about that contest and a little bit more with Coach Caleb Wick of Jackson Heights after this timeout here on the Cobra Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. Jake Spaulding back with you as we're talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Winners last week, 54-0 over Horton. Now moving on to week number four at McClouth here tomorrow night. Coach, just tell me a little bit about the Bulldogs. This is a team coming in 0-3 on the season with losses to ACCHS, Troy, and Riverside. One common opponent in that schedule. What are you guys looking forward to tomorrow night?
You know, McClouth will throw a lot of different stuff at us. You know, they got some athleticism in the backfield. They got some big offensive linemen up front. They do a lot of moving on the offensive line from either play to play or possession to possession. So we definitely have to be on our cues when it comes to, you know, execution, our defensive game plan. They throw the ball a little bit. They throw the ball a lot more than they did last year. So our 7-on-7 has to be good. Our back end has to be, you know, eyes in the right spot. They try to hide a tight end from time to time to try to sneak him out. Their sniffer back, they try to sneak out to the middle of the field to see your linebackers step up, and then they'll throw it right behind them. So it's going to be tough for us. They present a lot more different problems than Horton presented to us last week. So that's something we definitely have to shore up, something we definitely have to get in the film about and get better.
Defense has been something you guys have definitely hung your hat on, not only this year but the last few seasons. What about on this defensive side of the ball makes you guys so difficult?
You know, it starts with Coach Nalges. You know, the defensive coordinator. He's been here since I've been here. We've gone through everything together, and his philosophy, just like my philosophy, is we got to play fast. So we don't do a lot of different things or a lot of complicated things, but what we do, we train them well. They know where their eyes need to be. They know the keys they need to read. We can go down to a 5. We can go to a 4. We can go to a 3. So we are pretty multiple in that. But with that being said, in every formation that we drop into, Coach Nalges and the whole entire staff do a good job of elaborating on how your jobs change, what keys you read in different formations that we run or different formations that they run. So it sticks with him. And defensively, especially early on in the year, the defense is way ahead of the offense. I think the offense is gradually, you know, coming up to where the defense is at. But if we play good defense and limit teams to, you know, one or two touchdowns a game, I feel pretty confident on where we're at offensively to be in the ball game in the fourth quarter, and that's all really, really can ask for.
Big thing for you guys coming up again tomorrow at McLouth, and then you're at Pleasant Ridge, home against Onega, at Valley Falls before week 8 matchup at home against JCN. My question to you is mainly just about the schedule and where you're at. I know you're a big proponent of one game at a time. How do you keep your guys focused on just one game at a time, not looking ahead in the schedule?
You know, the kids like to look ahead. They like to know, like, who's doing good in the league, who's not doing good in the league. But, you know, from top to bottom, I feel like our league is better than it was last year. You know, you got a Riverside team that's bringing everybody back, an Effingham team that's bringing a lot of people back. And those are two of the teams that McLouth has played up to this point. And the whole mantra, like you said, one game at a time, I think the kids know what the end goal is, but they know what got them there. They know the steps that they need to take every week to get prepared for the game on Friday, because we know, being the number one team in the state, we're going to get everybody's best shot on Friday. I don't care if they're 0-3 or 3-0, we're going to get everybody's best shot. They're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at us, so we just got to be prepared for everything. And like I said, just take it one day at a time.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you as always for joining us. Again, Jackson Knights at McLouth tomorrow night. You can catch that game on the Cobra Channel. Just go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Cobra Channel. Good luck to you this week, Coach. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Knights Cobras. Cobra Locker Room Chat, as always, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson in Holton, as well as Ron Kirk's Body Shop. Also, Farmer State Bank in Holton and Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center.